Proclamation number 6825 of 9th of May, 1957. Significance of the Love Commandments and Fulfillment. I want to proclaim the gospel of love to you again through my servants whom I chose myself for this purpose, because it is necessary that my divine teaching of love shall be conveyed to you in all purity. Nothing else but love can redeem you. And therefore nothing else is necessary but that you are instructed again and again in my teaching of love, that again and again the commandments of love are presented to you as the first and most important ones, and that you are urged to constantly carry out unselfish works of love, because only these are a blessing for you. Although my messengers do not bring you anything new, what use is it if you know about my commandments of love for God and your neighbor and yet do not fulfill them? For this reason the significance of their fulfillment has to be held up to you again and again, and you have to be taught why you are embodied as a human being, why you are imperfect creatures, and how you can regain the perfection you once possessed. The sermons alone are no longer sufficient. They fall on your ears and no longer penetrate your heart. They have become dead phrases for you to which you no longer pay any attention. It is extremely important that you seriously think about why I gave you these commandments when I lived on earth and why I keep giving you the same teachings. It is extremely important that you not only take note of these commandments but also know about their reasons. Your bliss only exists in the connection, in the union with me. Whether earthly life as a human being also gives you earthly happiness and joy, you cannot be called blissful, for your state is inadequate. You cannot determine your own destiny, nor can you prolong the duration of your earthly life when your hour has come. But then your soul's deficient state will clearly become apparent if it has not found unity with me. Only then will it feel unhappy and can only do little to change its wretched state. On earth, however, it is very easy for it to find union with me and also to change its imperfect state. It only needs to live in love and thus joins me, who is eternal love itself. It only needs to do what it has resisted until now, to let itself be illuminated by my love, thus to want to make contact with me. Then my ray of love will also strike it and stimulate it to be lovingly active, and then its transformation will certainly take place, and as soon as its earthly life is over it can enter the kingdom of light in order to be able to work in strength and freedom for its own happiness. But at the beginning of his embodiment on earth the human being is still afflicted with wrongly directed love. He mainly thinks of himself and his thoughts and aspirations are only meant to improve his own situation in life, for he is still under the control of the one who is completely devoid of love himself. Moreover, the human being is also without knowledge. He is to be instructed. Knowledge has to be brought to him which he can deal with mentally so that the will can arise in him to unite with me. For his salvation of soul, his further fate in eternity, depends on this will. And because love is the means which guarantees his beatitude, he therefore has to be pointed to it again and again and stimulated to be lovingly active. If he is easily influenced, if he lets himself be addressed by his fellow human beings' obvious hardship and prompts him to help them unselfishly, he will very soon realize that this is his true purpose of earthly life, and my divine commandments of love will also be comprehensible to him. These commandments of mine mean nothing to hardened-hearted people, but they're in a desperate situation as soon as their earthly life is over. And therefore I keep trying to make the significance of my teaching of love clear to them. I don't stop giving them advice. I let them receive the knowledge of my divine teaching of love in an unusual way, and at the same time also the reason for my earthly life, which should be an example to them of what a life of love can lead to the soul's complete deification. Although I only rarely find faith in them, I nevertheless again and again send my disciples out into the world to proclaim the gospel of love to people. Whoever believes in it will become blessed, for he will endeavor to live in love. But without love there is no success for the human being, no spiritual progress, no beatitude after his death. And again my teaching of love must therefore be brought to people. Again and again I must sound my word from above and preach love through the mouth of my servants. And I cannot give them anything else, i.e., no further knowledge, until they practice love themselves, because only then will they unite with me, and then they can receive unlimited light and strength from me. Amen.